Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, baseball family, to our Thursday Night Live. We're very excited to see you here. Hope you're as excited as we are. You have to pardon me this fine evening. I'll be looking that way because Aaron Judge is coming to the plate, number two in the bottom of the seventh. They're in the Bronx right now as he chases not only the Triple Crown, but attempts to hit the 61st home run of the season, which would tie the American League record and the franchise record for home runs in a single season all time. Very exciting stuff going on in baseball, but we are really excited that you're here. I'm Brig. The Bradmaster's in the house with me. How are you, Brad?
I'm great, Brig. And those are a lot of really big facts there, Brig.
Thanks,
big
man.
Facts.
I got dollar bill size facts right here. That's what I got.
Big time.
All right. So let's get into stuff. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight. We're really excited about it. The very first thing that you need to know is as we approach the playoffs, we have been talking about the mandate that Canada has had about vaccinations being mandatory. That is no longer looking like it's going to be the case. They're saying that by September 30th, they are going to drop, potentially, allegedly, they are going to drop the mandate for those entering Canadian borders to have to be vaccinated. This is huge. Baseball family, this is huge.
Enormous.
This is like teams were scrambling. This detail affected the trade deadline in, I would argue, immeasurable ways. This had enormous implications on people's careers, and now it will not be as big a factor, hopefully, in teams planning for the playoffs. This was going to give the Toronto Blue Jays, if they made it to the playoffs, which they're looking like they will, enormous home field advantage. We talked about that a couple of times, but most recently on this week's episode of The Big Show. Brad, what do you think about this? Like, just broad stroke this for me. Where are you at?
Honestly, my first impression with this was that Rob Manfred is like strong arming the Toronto, at least the Toronto government, to like push this through, like to put some pressure on the Canadian government.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I'm just having red blood sport.
Right. Right.
I have a glimpse into how Rob Manfred operates.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't put it past him to be like, look, when it comes down to it, your city could be missing out on wild card dollars, American League Division Series dollars, American League Championship dollars, and potentially with this team, World Series dollars. Do could you be. Want to miss out on that? Because we will play your games in Buffalo.
Yep. That's exactly
just to have
right.
A level playing field.
Yeah. It's really interesting, and it'll be fun to see how this goes as Kyle Higashioka takes a pitch inside. It'll be interesting to see how this goes. I only bring up Higgy because that means Aaron Judge is coming up to the plate next. It's 2-1 count. Okay.
I just wish Nick Castellanos is up to the plate right now. We'll be tracking this as Nick Castellanos drives a ball to deep left field.
Hey, back off. Oh, there it goes. He goes into the gap in right field. He's going to go to double. It's a stand-up double for Higgy. Woo!
Look at
here
that.
Comes Aaron Judge. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that inflation has killed everybody in the middle, and everybody on the bottom is having a really hard time. The one thing you can count on with us is that our Patreon prices have not gone up. Brad, do we have that $1 tier?
Yeah, they have gone down. We have a $1 tier now. Yeah,
that's right.
Our Patreon prices have gone down. You can support the podcast for $1 a month. After 1 year, you will get a fancy water bottle sticker, but every week you'll get the bullpen cut.
Yep. Bullpen cut includes all kinds of other things that we don't share in the big show. It's the unedited back end, behind the scenes version of everything that we do in the production process of the big show that comes out on Tuesday mornings. So if you want to have in on that, that's the best way to go. Okay, Chris McKenzie's in the house. Hey, homie. That's what he says. Hey, homies. What's up, man? Thanks for being here, dude. Aaron Judge, first pitch, way inside, 93 off of Schreiber. Way inside. The Boston Red Sox lead 4-3 currently. Okay, Judge continues chasing Roger Maris, which is why I have it enormously posted. I have it projected onto my wall in my office. It's like 8 feet or something. Here comes pitch number two, and that one misses outside. And before my kid went to bed, she watched the first three at-bats with me. And in a moment of hilarity, I happened to catch her on video saying, "God, can they just give him a ball he can hit?" and I thought, I'm so proud. They won't,
because nobody wants to be the answer to a trivia question.
That's right. That's exactly right. So if you'll bear with us, this might be a little bit of a longer Thursday Night Live as Judge swings past that 93-mile-an-hour fastball right down the pipe, right at the numbers. Anyway, Judge, as I said, has 60 home runs. I think I covered this, right?
Yeah, so
that pretty much covers this bullet point.
A little bit. I mean, it was timely that we happened to get to this topic as Judge stepped up to the plate. So Judge has 60 home runs. He's going for 61, trying to tie the American League record, the franchise record set by Roger Maris in 1961. Well, the Yankees this weekend, they have four games against the Red Sox at home. This is the first of four at home. Big deal. It's a big deal.
Photo.
And one thing I did think was really funny this week on Twitter was a lot of people were just like, you know what? I don't care who gets that ball. Just keep Zach Hampel from getting it. That's all we care about.
That's right.
Everybody band together. Somebody was like, just box that dude out and make sure he doesn't get the ball because we can't have it.
You know he's sitting in right field tonight. You know he is.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Got to be. And I got to be honest with you, baseball family, Judge just walked. Again. I'm checking the box score really quick.
He's got three serves, walks, that's one strikeout tonight. He's 0-for-1 with three walks.
That's right. There it is. Thanks, Brad. Yeah, four plate appearances. Three of them have been base on balls. All right, let's move on. Justin Verlander is right on Pedro Martinez's heels for the lowest single season earned run average in the wild card era. Pedro sits at 1.74. He set that record in the year 2000. And Verlander right now is at a 1.78. So let's break this thing down. All right? Lend me some sugar, as they say, because I am your neighbor. All right? Here's what's going to happen. Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander is – that is a – anybody know that quote? Come on, Brad. You don't know that quote?
Not off the top of my head.
Somebody get on the comments and explain to Brad what I just quoted.
Please do. I would appreciate it.
Okay, so anything under two for a season is incredible. Like, literally incredible.
Right. That's Jacob DeGrom space.
Right. Max Scherzer has fit that category before, right? This is like that, and that's where we talk about Cy Young Award winners. Verlander is easily, I think, the front runner for the Cy Young Award in the American League right now.
Especially since he's coming back from Tommy John.
Right.
That's what makes this even more amazing, that he is coming back from Tommy John and he is knocking on the door of 40 years old.
Yep.
What?
It's insane. I don't get it. And it's not sticky stuff because he is against it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big
time. Like vocally, verbally, and you know, there is that accusation, that old axiom that the guy who speaks out the loudest is the guiltiest. I don't think that's the case with Verlander.
I don't. I would like to think that it's not.
Me too.
Is my thing with him. I mean, I won't get into it, but that I would like to think that that is the case. that he is clean in every aspect, that he is doing this the right way, and just flat out dominant. Because he's, I mean, you think about it, like, what aspect has he had a chance to work on over the last year plus?
Nothing.
The mental aspect of the game.
Well, okay, yeah, you're right.
As a pitcher, if you have that much time to prepare for every, like, if he's just sitting there, he's like, well, I can't throw, don't have a whole lot else I want to do, I'm just going to watch some film. I would be surprised if that's how he spent his time.
For sure.
Watching film on batters.
Well, and I wonder, now that you bring that up, I wonder if he's hired a mental coach. Right, like Michael Seeley, that interview is coming out that we did with Michael Seeley, sports psychologist and a psychiatrist. And I wonder if he maybe employed somebody like that to help him get through, like, hey, you can recover from this injury. Let's think positively. Let's move beyond this mental block that might be forming, you know, after you come out of the operating room, which is a real thing. That's a real thing.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. I think you're. Good point about the mental stuff. That's really good. So if he goes 12 innings and does not give up any runs in his final two outings, he will finish at 1.73. That puts him number one.
Ever. Well, in the wild card
era. Since the wild card era. Yeah, exactly. Which is – but honestly, I don't know what anyway. I don't know what it is anyway, you know, all time. We should look that up. That's a good thing.
I think you go back to the dead ball era and it's sub one, but anyway.
Probably. Yeah, you're probably right. But that's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to talk about Chicago because the Cubs sometimes have some miracles happen, and it happened again tonight. So they have a rookie pitcher. His name is Hayden Wesneski. He has pitched 15 and two-thirds innings over the course of this season. Three games total appearances. He was called up from AAA a couple weeks ago. He currently sits at a 2.30 ERA, which, given his plate or his mound appearances, isn't such a big deal. But he pitched an immaculate inning tonight, Brad. Did you see this?
I didn't see it, but I feel like that's happened like a lot this season.
That's like, why though? That's what, like, first of all, congratulations to Hayden. This is exciting for him, his family, his team. His career looks very promising. That's awesome, right? This is awesome. Mm-hmm. But what is maybe happening is the question.
I think pitchers are challenging hitters more. They're pounding the zone. So, like George Kirby with the Mariners, today this was not the case. Today was by far his worst outing all season. He actually had three walks. The first time this year he's walked two batters in one outing. But typically, George Kirby's thing is the dude pounds the zone.
Right.
Absolutely pounds the zone. In fact, one of his starts, he didn't throw a ball until like the 24th or 25th pitch that he threw. It was all strikes.
Wow.
Granted, he had given up two hits during that time, but still, the fact that he's pounding the zone, I think that's the mentality with pitchers, is pound the zone, get guys to swing the bat.
Yeah.
Because, and then they'll just get themselves out. It's the Greg Maddux approach.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Because it's efficient. You can go deeper in games. Trying to strike everybody out by being cute on the edges is nice. But at the same time, if you get guys to get themselves out, you can go deeper into games. And you're a huge asset to your team. Especially.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of Greg Maddux, he dressed up in a costume, a disguise, as a sound engineer for Chris Bryant taking BP. You see this?
I didn't see that. No, y'all just have that link.
the coach throwing BP to Chris Bryant said, oh crap, I gotta go. I gotta take this. Took a phone call and he's like, I gotta go. And the sound engineer, which ended up being Greg Maddux, a beard and everything, long hair under a ball cap. He's like, well, I can throw BP. And Chris Bryant's like, nah, man, nah, come on. He's like, no, come on, I do it with the kids all the time. And he's like, all right, okay, well, we'll give him a chance. I got to finish my workout anyway, right? So he gets up there, and he's like, wow, you're pretty good. And then he says, I think he's better than the last guy. So at the end, he says, hey, will you sign the bat for me? Before he tells him who he is, he's like, will you sign the bat for me? He's like, yeah, sure. He's like, will you make it out to Greg Maddux? Chris goes, oh, man, are you kidding me? So he takes off his disguise. And Chris, at the end, after they laugh, Chris Bryant says, do you still want the bat? And Greg Maddux says, no.
It's so good.
It was perfect. So anyway.
One more. Hold on. One more Greg Maddux thing. This came out this week.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Joey Gallo?
I mean, what do I not hear about Joey Gallo?
He threw like a no-hitter or a perfect game. He pitched either a no-hitter or a perfect game in high school. I can't remember which it was.
Okay.
No. And then that night, he took Greg Maddux's daughter to prom.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's some I walked on the moon type story right there.
Yeah.
It's like you can one up anybody. You're like, first of all, I pitched a perfect game and then I took the man himself, his daughter, too. That's awesome.
Oh, that. Oh, it's a no-hitter. It's a no-hitter. But either way, it's impressive even in high school.
It's fantastic. I love it. Awesome.
All right.
Baseball family, don't forget to check out the Big Show. Every Tuesday morning, we release the Big Show. This is where we do all kinds of stuff, and we do interviews. Like we mentioned, we got a sports psychologist coming up in a couple of weeks. Anyway, it's available anywhere you podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever. Don't forget to like and subscribe. You can rate and review it. We're also on YouTube. For those of you that don't know that, we're on YouTube, and it's a big deal. We started doing more with YouTube lately, so go and subscribe to us there so you never miss anything that we put out, even if it's not from the Big Show. Put out a lot of stuff there. We're also on Instagram and the Tiki Talkie.
The Tiki Talk. Yep.
Okay. So this, we got to talk about, I'm really excited about this bullet point, Brad. I know we're getting a little long here, but I got to talk about this. For those of you anywhere near the Des Moines, Iowa area during from the period of September 30th to October 2nd, you got to check out the Capital City Card Convention. We've talked a lot about baseball cards on this show. We like baseball cards a lot. It's a big, big thing for us. But for me, what's more important is baseball art. And that's why I like cards, because it's art. And what Topps has done this year, especially this year, is that they've reached out to artists and they've employed artists to do special edition and limited runs of Topps cards, museum edition stuff, and all kinds of things featuring the best baseball artists around. And so I want to show you one right now. And if you're following us on social, you've already seen this. But here is the one that I got.
I'm so jealous.
Isn't it the coolest?
It's amazing.
It's so good. Look at the detail. Just look at the detail.
For those of you not watching, for those of you listening, it honestly looks like an edit to a photo, but it is not a photo.
No.
It is a drawing.
It's colored pencil, it's paint, and it's marker, and it's signed and everything. He only does 100 of these, and then he's done. 100 prints. This is number 20, so it's a numbered print, signed by the artist. The guy's name is Josh Trout, and I'm really excited to talk about him because he and I have been in communication, and he's going to come on and be a guest on the show, on the Big Show, one of these days. But first, he's going to be at the Capital City Card Convention September 30th through October 2nd. So he has sent me a couple of items that he's going to have there. First of all, this is him. There's Josh. This is the artwork that he does. Baseball family, if you're listening, cards. Those are his cards that he has done with Topps, partnered with Topps. If you're listening, baseball family, you got to go look at these on our YouTube channel because this kind of stuff is just so good. I'm going to show you a couple of others that, Brad, I know you're going to like this one.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is Julio.
That's and awesome.
And this is never before seen stuff. It's not going to be available anywhere until the Capital City Card Convention, September 30th to October 2. Here's another one of Wit right there. Wit. Yeah. And that one's not been available yet, as far as I'm aware. And this one, don't forget.
That's cool.
And then this one is signed by Bob Gibson, and it's on a baseball. He does his art on baseballs. And then, you know, this one's obviously signed by Bob Gibson himself. But this one's really cool. You know who that is, Brad?
That's Dwight Gooden.
That's Dwight Doc Gooden, right? Guess who's going to be there ready to sign autographs at this card convention?
Is Doc Gooden going to be there?
Doc Gooden's going to be there.
That's awesome.
With Brett Saberhagen. Yeah, they're both going to be there. They're the two baseball names that'll be at this convention, but Doc is going to be there himself. Super exciting opportunity. Go in, get to know Josh, get to know his art, tell him we sent you, and be excited for him to come on the show. It's fantastic.
That's awesome. Super cool.
Yeah, man. Taking a breather.
Okay, let's get in. While you take a breather, let's get into the AL wildcard race because it's getting crazy.
Yeah.
Up in here with this. So my first thing is, like, it feels like none of these teams want to either. They don't want to be in the wild card, period. There's like, you know what? We've had enough. Let's go on vacation. Let's eliminate ourselves. So let's not win baseball games.
Yeah.
Because the Rays, the Blue Jays, and the Mariners refuse to win, it seems like.
That's a fact.
Going into today, what was it? The Blue Jays were 6-4 in their last 10, which is fine. But the Mariners, the Orioles as well, and the Rays were all 4-6, and then the White Sox were 5-5. They had a chance to make up all this ground, and then they go 5-5 in their last 10.
Unreal.
The Blue Jays, because of this, now have a 2.5-game lead. The Rays are up a half a game. The Mariners were the zero line in third place. But Baltimore, again, a chance to make up ground, remains 4 games back. And the White Sox remain 5.5 games back. What is going on?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
And I just keep telling myself, that's baseball, Susan. It
happens. That's about as good as it gets.
That's how I can get through each day, Brick. It's just, that's baseball, Susan. And it's, you know, part of it is that the Mariners have injuries. Julio Rodriguez is out with a tight back, and Gino Suarez has a fractured finger, but Jesse Winker has failed to show up. Like,
yeah,
we don't know even where Jesse Winker is. There's some guy out there playing left field periodically, but it's not Jesse Winker. It's somebody else.
Right.
I don't know who it is.
And I hope he's not taking lines from Jacoby Ellsbury.
Well, I don't know. I don't recognize the guy, don't recognize the guy stepping out to the plate. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
But
I'm with you.
The bullpen has come crashing down to earth. The pitching has come crashing down to earth. And it's stressful, Brick. I know what you were going through last month.
Thanks, man.
My goodness. It's like did they turn on the Super Collider again?
They must. We asked them to.
You did.
I did.
Rick submitted written requests.
And then Baltimore gives up 5 to Detroit. Maybe they did turn it on.
That's the only logical explanation is they turned it back on and we've crashed back into our normal timeline.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
It's ridiculous. It's so frustrating. But the Mariners after today, they did finally take one from the A's. Like, this is the thing, is they're 2-4 against the A's and the Angels, their last 6. Or no,
right.
Worse than that. 2-5 because they had a 4-game series against the Angels.
Oh, that's it's right. Insane. And they only won.
Only what? Won two. They won two. They won the last game in both series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's stupid, Brick. It's stupid.
Stupid.
Magic number after the win today is down to 9. So
you could do it.
There's that. Got that going for me. Which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice. There's 15 games left, so you got it. You can do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, games of the week. Let's talk games of the week. Like we said, there's no more games on Peacock, but we'll get into it. Friday's games. Red Sox Yankees, 7 p.m. Apple TV. It's very exciting. It's like absolutely ridiculously got to have
getting baseball. Full coverage of the Yankees Red Sox this weekend.
It's right. They're going to be it's on Fox tonight and MLB TV, I found out, which is good because I didn't have to log into anything, by the way, because it didn't work. And then Apple TV Plus tomorrow, and then I think Fox again. I don't know.
No. Whatever. Fox on Saturday. No Fox on Saturday.
Oh, so that's right, because of college football.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to watch the game on Saturday on MLB TV if you got it.
I got
Fox is doing football, so.
Thanks, Ming. The other game on Friday night will be Cards at Dodgers. Enormous opportunity for playoff baseball preview. This is at 10 p.m. Apple TV Plus. So the Cardinals are 87-63 total record. They're 5-5 in their last 10. The Dodgers are 103-46, 7-3 in their last 10. Dodgers have clinched. They're the best team in baseball, arguably. They're certainly the best team in the National League. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
So here's something for you, Brick.
Send it.
So the other day I went back through and I was listening to all of our meaningless predictions from the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And I'm suddenly cheering for the Dodgers to win a lot of games down the stretch here. 15 games. I guess they only have to win half of them, really, because one of my predictions was that the Dodgers would win 110 games.
You did say that.
So I'm kind of like, win some games, Dodgers, but also lose some games so you don't go too far above and beyond.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that they'll catch the Mariners 116 because they'd have to go, what's that?
They'd have to win 13 out of the last 15.
Yeah, not going
to happen. That's not going to happen.
It will hold.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Another year.
Not a 7-3 in their last 10.
Yeah.
Again, no games Saturday, no more Peacock games on Sundays, but you can watch Yankees Red Sox 7 p.m. on ESPN. Yankees Sunday Red night. Sox. That's Sunday
your
night.
Sunday night baseball game of the week. And you can choose your broadcast that you prefer, whether it's the standard ESPN broadcast or the, what is it, are they calling it the K-Rod?
The K-Rod. The K-Rod show with Michael K. Yeah.
So there you go. You can watch that broadcast if you so choose. Brick, okay. my series this weekend that I've got my eye on, the Blue Jays and the Rays because there is some major home field advantage at play there for both of those teams going into the wild card series. And also the Mariners and the Royals for sure, because like I said, the Mariners magic number is down to 9. And there's a massive monkey the Mariners are trying to get off their back with this. And it's just like, and that's why it's so stressful.
Yeah. Right?
So it's one day. Got to take it one day at a time. Just chop that number down. The Astros lost to the Orioles today. Get no help.
What?
Leave it to the Astros, Brig.
To screw it up for the Seattle.
Oh, Seattle needs us to win? We just won't show up to the ballpark today.
That is exactly right.
Leave the bats at the hotel because we're not playing baseball today. That is a very Houston Astros thing to do.
It is. Oh, it really goodness. Is. baseball family, unless you didn't know, this show is brought to you by Chinook Cedary. We've got the banners across the thing here. You can get 10% off your Chinook seeds using code BTPOD at ChinookCedary.com. I got my smokehouse barbecue here because I eat Parm and Pep way too fast. And it's really is my favorite. So I now have to cycle through all the other ones.
I was eating Parm and Pep today, actually.
Isn't it
so good?
My favorite is Parm and Pep, easily. But
I would put my top three in no particular order because I love Hatch Chili still. It's so good. But Smokehouse Barbecue is up there. And Parm and Pep, rapidly approaching.
I'd say those are my three favorites.
They're
for
really,
sure.
Really, really good.
And they're all different. They're all different. Yeah.
Yep.
But baseball family, use code BTPOD, Bravo Tango, Papa, Oscar Delta, BTPOD will get you 10% off the best seeds ever. We're not just saying that because we're partnered with them, because they really are the best seeds ever. And that's why we're partnered with them. So go ahead and check them out and let them know that we sent you there. And it helps us, it helps them, and it helps your face, which we love
to say.
Exactly right. All right,
very much.
Baseball family, thanks for joining in. We're super excited to bring you playoff baseball. It is right round this here corner. And with that, we will see you next week.